Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Taking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Openly declaring that Allah is the one God. There are no partners with Allah. And that Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is a servant and messenger of Allah. Greetings of peace to everyone. I'm Martha Naila Abdullah. And I just like to begin by saying, I thank Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is Allah. I thank Allah for my being, truly my being, starting with my name, my identity, and then with information that I've been shared and that I've learned over the years, through the years of my, that created my development. And for me prioritizing or seeing what was of an interest to me and me taking that information and applying it in a way
that became my next identity. My name and then my profession became my identity. And my hobby as well. My hobby led into my profession. And then there are other hobbies that I love. And all of this identifies me. So identifying ourselves is how Almighty God has blessed us to go through a process of getting to know the real you in all of us. That we had before Ramadan, the topics on friendship, on friends, being a friend. At the end, I think it was because we had dealt with friends, male and female friends, male to male, female to female, then male to female, friends within siblings, by siblings, and then friends and friends that eventually build a relationship for a marriage. So we hadn't gotten to that part of friends that build a relationship to marriage. We started with the business, partners, friends, and how a that represents your the well, the person that sits at the entrance of your company and how that person can make or break your company or turn, have customers come back or have customers turned away. So tonight's interest and emphasis will be on how to get to know self better, and that is getting to know the real you. I'd like to share a little history of getting to know the real you, how I come to connect with that as a conversation piece or an opener to conversation. But first, I'd like to go to the Quran. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified, is the creator, has blessed us, human beings, to find a simple place in life. And that simple place, and yes, this may seem abstract, but I believe you can identify with it. Imagine sitting at a window, sitting on a surface, whether it's a chair, a bench, or a couch, but it's at a window where you can look out and you can see the trees and you can see the flowers, you can hear the birds, the window is open. Whether it's a screened-in window or whether it's window panes, you can see, or jalousies, what we call, you can really see out, and you can hear, and you can feel the breeze if there is one. You can feel the coolness, or you can feel the warmth. But you're sitting there, and you're looking, thinking. What are you thinking? And what's aiding your thoughts? Well, sitting there, first of all, I'd like to address how are you dressed. I mean, you have to come to that location. And I'm drawing this as I say this and as I go to our surah, An'am. That is the sixth surah of Quran. So you chose to dress a certain way when you started your day. And I'm going to just assume, may I do that? I'm going to assume that you have a relationship with Almighty God, that you have created space and time for prayer. saying your prayers, you make certain requests of what you believe to be the Creator's ability, the Creator's ability to answer those quests, which we call our prayers. And as you make the particular quest, you also think about those quests. For example, you may make a quest that, and I'm going to go to us being a student somewhere, that you pass a certain test. And as you make the quest to pass this in your mind, perhaps you've already, you know some of the questions on the test and you know the answers, but on the day of the test, you want to be able to get the questions right, get the answers right, excuse me. And you want to be able to receive a good grade. And when we say grade, we know that someone is testing, someone who's giving the test is also going to put a score to it. And as they put a score to it, or you failed. And so you're making this quest, this prayer, that you pass the test. And then find out that you pass. What happens in our mind when we find that we actually pass the test after we had asked or made these prayers to pass the test? I would love to think that we all know that it gives us a confirmation that our prayers have been answered and that now we can put our trust in making these prayers or making these quests because we passed the test. We made the quest. We passed the test. And then another day, maybe something else comes into our mind, something else that we have to do. And let's just say we have to make sure our chores are done. A student, again, a young child, younger than 20, that we have to make sure our chores are done before we go to work or before we go to school or before we join our friends at a certain meeting or what have you. We have to make sure our chores are done. And these chores include cleaning up areas beyond our bedroom, such as the bathroom perhaps, the kind of cabinet, maybe rearrange things, dust everything up, get everything, just go over thorough brush up on the china cabinet or the linen closet. Let's go to the linen closet. And so you're planning that for the weekend, that you're going to take care of that on the weekend. But at the same time, you have planned for a group date, meaning going to the movies or going to the museum, a group date on that Saturday. So you want to get these chores done. Now you decide, I'm not going to wait till Saturday to do these chores. I'll do them. But you know you're in school. You're a student. You're making this quest now that you're able to get them done. You're able to study, pass your test, or study and read some extra materials, and you're keeping up your prayers, and you're being kind to your family members, your siblings, your parents, and you're being a friendly person to others that you meet along the way. So this is your general life. So now, these particular chores are something special. It's not just your everyday clean up your bedroom kind of chores. But you want to get this done. So now you plan to get it done before that Saturday comes up. So now you may put in another quest during your prayer. You pray that you're able to maintain everything that you're doing already and that you're able to accomplish getting the linen closet, which is a huge one, the linen closet straightened up. It may seem simple, but you have found that it's important to speak with the Creator, even though you don't see the Creator, God. You find that it's important to do that. And so now, guess what? You get this burst of energy in the middle of the week, and you find that you're able to do half of the linen closet, and everyone else is in the home are abiding by whatever that they put in. Whatever they put in the closet is going to be neat. They're not going to disrupt what you have done, you know, because let me give you a picture in your mind as to how this closet had become. The closet holds not only sheets and towels and face cloths and hand towels and pillowcases or pillow slips, bed mattresses, mattress covers. I say these linen covers that go over that's on top of our bureaus. And then you have the couch covers, you know, that cover the cushions and cover the back of the couch. And then you have a shelf in there where you have extra display of lotion, powders, detergent for the laundry detergent. And then you have extra supplies such as toothbrushes and shaving cream and shavers and razors, I should say, and Q-tips, other skincare items besides lotion. So you have a lot of things in there, and because there's a lot of them there, some are laying down, some are standing up, some are on top of the sheets, some are, well, they're just all over the place. The closet needs to be cleaned up, organized as well. So now you find that you have time. You have this burst of energy. You had time, but you have this burst of energy that is needed to begin your chore. And you found that you had it in the middle of the week, and you're able to do that. Oh, you prayed and you asked that you be able to do this chore before the weekend, before Saturday. So here you go. You said your major prayer, and you get this burst of energy, and nothing else is interfering, and you give yourself to beginning to straighten the closet, the linen closet. And you're so pleased with yourself because you did get it halfway done. So now studying and the tests that you're taking, you know, it's an ongoing prayer that you pass the test, and that has been working. You have been passing your test. And so now you are at a point of your thinking that you don't doubt for a moment that when you make the connection between your saying your prayer and it resulting in you accomplishing or getting what you need to be done, wow. When you have conversations with others and they ask you, how do you do everything that you do, politely stare. Well, I just make a quiet prayer, and here it comes. I believe in saying my prayers, and I have faith that what I'm requesting is going to take place. But I have to put forth an effort, paired. I'm not just saying the prayer, asking for me to pass the test. I have to really study. I have to study dates and events and people, names, people and places, things. I have to study that stuff. But it gets easier for me because I've found a way of studying. I found that if I write things down, if I
go through and read some materials, and then I write questions down, and then I go through the material and try to answer those questions. And then when I look at our questions that we may have during for a particular quiz, I find that it's easier for me to retain the information. And I have found that in everything that I do, I have to eat. Because, you know, I've experienced having a headache. And have you ever tried to study with a headache? Truly, that headache interferes with your thought pattern, interferes with your retaining information. So you can't have a headache. Then you realize, I haven't been drinking enough water. And then someone suggests to you what kind of water to drink. And you thought all waters were alike. So you figured, I'll just drink what I have, or I'll drink tap water, or I'll drink, I'll just drink any water will do. But you realize you drank so much at one time, you complained once that it just went through you and the headache persisted. So someone you met kindly shared with you how to drink the water so that it can get into your system and not just run out. So now you've formed another belief. The headache went away. Now you know that water really helps and that you need to have food. And we won't go into the nutrition of it, but we know that it has to be nutritious foods that you're eating in order to study, in order to retain the information, in order for you to do well on your test, and in order for you to have patience for your family while you are studying. You have patience with your family because now they're using this linen closet and you're asking everyone to comply with not messing it up, right? So, some may go in there and do something. Be patient with them, right? Because it's not their chore. They have their chores also. But we're speaking to about this, and I'm not going to say it's a young lady. It could be a young man, but it's a student. All right? And this student is at an age, they're not older than 20, so but they're at an age to where they have to make decisions on certain things, and they're building, they're finding that they need to put their belief in something. So they are making this connection. And these particular things are happening in the positive. So we're going to read from Surah, the first ayat of Surah An'am. All right? And it's entitled The Cattle. Alif Nun Ayn Alif Mim. Alif Nun Ayn Alif Mim. And I'd just like to share, give some kind of sharing. I know it says cattle. But when we think about cattle and what they do and how much of a benefit they are to us, they not only feed our bodies, patience of information and intelligence, making a connection. And that becomes the benefit to us. Information and inspiration or enlightenment from that information. That's what elevates us. All right. So we're going to read now, inshallah, God willing. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الحمد لله الذي خلق السماوات خلق السماوات والأرض وجعل الظلمات والنور ثم الذين كفروا بربهم يعدلون. Allahu Azim, Yusuf Ali, Renderance. As we seek refuge with Allah from the Shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Praise be Allah, who created the heavens and the earth, and made the darkness and the light. Yet those who reject faith hold others as equal guardian Lord. Truly Almighty God speaks the truth, and we'll read the next one in just a moment. We notice here is speaking about the darkness and the light, and we're not going to go off into space. We're simply going to submit that there is darkness and there is light, physical form as we see it. We don't see how it happens. We align ourselves with the thought that the sun, the earth is revolving around the sun as it is rotating on its axis. But the earth is sitting in the middle of space. We are sitting in space. So darkness is does happen when light, either we move away from the light or the light moves from us, but the sun doesn't move, so we are moving away from the light, and the moon, as it's rotating also, or as it's moving around, then our rotating has the light from the moon at sometimes one quarter, sometimes a half, sometimes three quarters, and sometimes four quarters. I'm speaking quarters because if you see the moon in the sky and at any time, you can see where parts of the moon is showing. But if you look closer, you'll see where the full moon is there, but it's just that one side, one part of it is lit. So that has to deal with, of course, the position of where we are in this space and the sunlight. And as it's cast, being cast onto the moon and it's cast onto the earth. I'm sharing that because we're not having to think this out, but we know it is happening. So as I'm speaking of it right now, how it's happening, I believe that that's how we know it happens, the light and the darkness, or the darkness and the light. So we began to believe the light is going to be, and that the darkness is going to be, that the light is going to leave, or we're going to turn away from the light. And that becomes those of us who reject faith. How do we get to being rejectors of faith? I gave the scenario of the student saying prayers, making du'as, we say, or saying a prayer, asking for certain things to occur. And those things occurred, but they were in conjunction with the student making a prayer, making a quest. So the student is beginning to attach their thinking and their belief to the fact, it becomes a fact, that if I pray and ask for guidance or ask for help, I get it. I don't see where it comes from or how it happens. But I know that I have the matter of the whole process. I have to be involved in the process. So studying for the test, that's the involvement. Getting a burst of energy, eating the right food, drinking the amount of water that is necessary, reducing the headaches to none, but definitely getting that energy to be able to clean the closet. So these are things where we are involved in our getting to know ourselves better. So we continue to read now the next one, if you are with me here. Surah 6, Surah An'am. We go to the second ayah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الذي خلقكم من طين ثم قطع أجلا وأجل مسمى وأجل مسمى مسمى عنده ثم أنتم تمترون صدق الله العظيم. He it is created you from clay and then decreed a stated term in parentheses for you. And there is in his presence, another determined term. Yet you doubt within yourself. So he it is that created you from clay, tain, and then creed a stated term for you, a stated term. I like to think of it as a term for our being, right? Our being. And there in his presence, meaning the Creator's presence, another determined term, yet you doubt within yourself. So here we're establishing a sense of belief, which emerges as having faith, applying, first making a quest and then applying the actions and everything else. The outcomes are very positive to our quest. Now, we're maintaining this faith, having faith, so we continue with saying our prayers and we continue with seeing how life, regardless of young or old, life beautiful. It's beautiful. There we understand the darkness and the light. We understand that there is that which we know and what we don't know. We understand that we have families and that our families didn't just drop out of the sky, that there was a process to our family being a family. And so that takes us to now, let's go into the category of identity, as we stated at the beginning. And we're going to take a pause here, but this is all in line with getting to know the real you. And I'll have some exercises to share with you that will aid us in participating in getting to know the real you, getting to know ourselves better, so that we don't be ones who are rejecters of faith, and that we don't be ones who have doubt, that we, in order to carry out whatever we're prayerfully making a quest to do, that we go ahead and make that quest, and then we apply or supply the action, the energy that is necessary, the thought energy, the physical energy. We apply that. Because we have been supplied, as we stated, pause for the cause. Thank you for being here. I'm Martha Naila Abdullah, and it gives me great pleasure to be here. We're going to share some music. And this is music, and I pray you can hear it okay. This is from our dear brother, Wali Shaheed. We'll be hearing more about him, from him. But just enjoy this music and melody, I would say. All right, hold on 1 second here. Let me get it at a certain volume. It's not too loud for you, but I want you to hear it.
So this goes out to all those brothers trying to be men, those who need to be men, those who know men. Can't help me come now. Watch out, baby, stand on the same corner. Lord and daughter, son and daughter, you ain't even set up for the start.
For one more, and we'll be right back, all right? Thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody's business. You heard, I pray you heard the word. I apologize, but we will be uploading that onto our studio board where you'll be able to hear it much better. But we wanted to give you an idea of our dear brother Wally Shaheed, and inshallah, he'll be a guest here on American Muslim 360 on our CWSC Friday Roundtable. We are thankful that we had Imam Wally Wilmore Siddiqui this morning from St. Petersburg Islamic Center in the city of beautiful Sunshine City, Sunshine State of Florida. Sunshine City is St. Petersburg, and the state is Florida. And we know that Imam Wilmore Mika Siddiqui has, I think he was born and raised here in Florida. And after having gone off to the service and coming back,
serving his country and learning how, teaching himself how to play his guitar and really putting forth an effort after he became a participant in the Nation of Islam, learning or in, excuse me, I say Nation of Islam, but in the religion of al-Islam, because the leadership then as he joined was with Imam Warthdin Muhammad. Praise be to Allah. So his dedication, getting to learning himself and learning about the Creator and establishing a routine that brought about this beautiful music, Wilmore Mika Sujiki's music, brought about this beautiful music. It helped to put a faith in him. A belief system was established, and then his faith in Almighty God, that Almighty God will bring things into fruition through our exerting ourselves, being active participants in our life. There is just no other way to qualify it, classify it, categorize it. We have to be the center of making the move, making the thinking or the thought, and bringing the thought into action so that the ideas come, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already provided us with an arena to get ideas from the insects to the animals, the trees, the sky, the moon, the stars, the sun, the planet that we're on, Earth, and the other planets, and its relationship, their relationship to the sun, S-U-N, the waters, the oceans, and the waters that come down from the sky, we say, but they're the waters that have been drawn up by the sun from the waters on the ground. Then the green grass. Oh, the many things that we're in the midst of an educational arena all the time. So Almighty God blesses us to draft ideas from this arena, and then we put forth the effort, the thinking, and maybe we write it down, and then we go into applying ourselves. So praise be to Allah. Give me a moment here. I'm going to share on our scholarships. We're in the midst of scholarships. We, who are the we? The CWSC, Community Wide Shura Conference, is in the midst of our scholarship provisions, whereby we have 5 scholarships if you go to CWSC.us. And if you're in school and you're headed to college, or if you're already in college and you want some dollars to aid you in getting your books perhaps, then please, by all means, go to CWSC.us on your website, on your electronic device, and there you will see scholarships. Click on that and follow the reading to the criteria, and by all means, you will be issued upon filling in the paperwork and all of that, and you'll be a recipient of the scholarship. All right? So we look forward to you doing that. And as you do that, we want to stay connected with you, follow you on your journey through whatever studies that you're taking, how you're participating in this life, how you're putting forth a belief system and having faith, that faith being a part of how you have extended yourself with the Creator, your belief in the provisions that the Creator has provided. That's why we were reading from Surah An'am. All right. Just one moment, everyone. And as I stated, we'll be right back, okay? Thank you so much. All right. Let's see here. Last thing we want is silence. This is Martha Naila Abdullah right here on American Muslim 360, and our presentation for tonight is Community Developmental Stages, and we're sharing about you and me. you and me. When they say you and me, the you in me. And as we all say that, we can connect with the you in all of us. If you want to join us here live in the studio, dial 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. If you have any questions or comments you'd like to share with us, please dial our corporate number. That's 910-317-0297 or email us info@cwsc.us. Right. And at all times, you can listen to the previously aired presentations, the programs by our generous hosts who give of their time and their patience. And they're here to provide what Almighty God has provided them to the audiences. That's from Sunday to Sunday, Sunday through Saturday. We're here 7 days a week. Usually 3 hours in the day and 3 hours in the evening and some hours in between. To listen to our podcast, you can go to cwsc.us and click on the podcast. All right, we'll be right back to listening.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Peace be with you and welcome into Positive Solutions to Critical Issues, hosted by yours truly, Dr. Jamal Rashid and Instructor Henry Hasid. This program is sociologically as well as psychologically inclined with Pitzer as its base. We examine the root seed to multiple effects that impact our holistic daily lives. So tune in each and every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 Eastern Standard Time here on American Muslim 360. Thank you and have a pleasant day.
The peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum. My name is Omar Shakir, and I'm resident imam of Masjid Bilal Ibn Rabah in San Antonio, Texas. And I would like to invite you every first Sunday from 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time to join us for our class where we're dealing with the subject matter of the basics in Islam. We are excited about this program, even if we're new Muslims or Muslims have been in the faith for many, many years. It is a wonderful opportunity to learn and understand this beautiful way of life. We also connected with various insights from the tafsir of Imam Waliduddin Muhammad radiallahu anhu, and we all explain its practical application. We look forward to being with you on every first Sunday of the month, where we would deal with the basics of Islam. The peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum.
The views expressed on AM 360 by the host, hostesses, or guests are the views expressed on AM 360 by the host, hostesses, or guests are their own and not necessarily.
All right. And that was to share the evolution of revolutionary thought and creative purpose, which is the presentation for tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and here it is. That's Imam Kareem Hamid.
Assalamu alaikum. This is your brother, Kareem Hamid, inviting you to join in the study group of the lecture of Imam Waraseddin Muhammad Rahimallah Alayhi, broadcast Saturday morning at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time here on American Muslim 360. The first hour, we shall play a lecture or address from Imam Waraseddin Muhammad Rahimallah Alayhi. And in the second hour, we shall open up the telephone line and share with each other the various beneficial points of interest contained in the lecture or address. So join the study group of the lectures of Imam Waraseddin Muhammad Rahimallah Alayhi on the evolution of revolutionary thought and created purpose every Saturday at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on American Muslim 360. Let's share. Thank you.
And praise be to Almighty God. That's Imam Kareem Hamid with Evolution of Revolutionary Thought and Creative Purpose. Please plan to join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And following that at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time is Imam Delacy Umar Phillips with Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty, along with his engineer, Imam Michael Hamid, and co-host, and at the same time, his recurring guest, Professor Rabbani Muhammad, as they present, again, Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty. And coming up in the evening, not too far behind, is at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Dipritha Hadi, as she declares and brings forth to us Al-Islam in Focus. Al-Islam in Focus. That's from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, dear listeners, here we are. We're going to go back into Quran just to share with us as coming out from Ramadan, we perhaps have established new habits or we have readdressed certain habits that were good, we have, let's just say, turned away from slightly. You know, we got a little slack on being punctual maybe for some things, or we got a little slack on eating the right things, or we got a little slack from being conscientious about keeping things straight in our environment. I know cleanliness is something we take pride in, but keeping things straight, you know, you don't let too many papers be over here and too many papers. And as I'm speaking, I will not show you this counter. No, but it's better. It is far, far better. But praise be to Almighty God. And then maybe we had gotten a little slack. This is prior to Ramadan. Perhaps we had gotten a little slack with our communication skills. And maybe we had gotten lazy on how we speak with one another, you know, in making phone calls to one another and definitely to our family members. Maybe we had gotten a little slack on that. And maybe we had gotten a little slack on being courteous. Maybe we met someone, we saw someone that we had never seen before, and usually we would find ourselves speaking, but we had gotten slack on it. We didn't take the time or make the extra effort to speak to someone, especially when we had eye contact. You know, you're in the grocery store, you're walking up the same aisle, perhaps you're so concentrating on what you're about to buy, and so you just don't take that extra moment to see that there's somebody in the aisle. And sometimes it's brought to our awareness when someone else will speak to us. How do we respond? So maybe we have just gotten a little slack in those areas. And then maybe we had just gotten a little slack and we were watching too much television. And we had gotten slack on taking those walks. I know I did. I did. I got slack on taking walks. And it began to show up in my stiffness, in my, especially when you want to stretch. You want to keep your stretches, doing your stretches up. Well, it's not going to be a good thing when you go to, oh, wow, I haven't done this in a while. And wow, this muscle, goodness gracious, It's bothering me more than usual. But then Ramadan came, the month of Ramadan, and we found ourselves bowing, standing, bowing, bending, standing, bending, bowing. And wow, it woke up those muscles, right? Now, for some of us, we gracefully have to use a chair or a couch. Or for some of us, we have to use our bed. The main thing was we were conscious of our prayers. And then we were conscious of being in the presence of someone else or wanting to be in the presence of someone else. And then we were very conscientious about what we were eating, how often we ate, if we ate more than one meal. We were conscientious about drinking water, more water rather than juices and pops if we're still in the practice of drinking pops, soda pops. And then we were more conscientious about cleaning up the space around us. Maybe for some of us, we did what they call, I'm doing the quote of my fingers in the air, maybe we did what we call spring cleaning, that we just put, that energy came, even though we were fasting during the day, that energy came, and perhaps we cleaned out closets that we hadn't visited for a while. And perhaps for some of us, we took clothes to the Goodwill or to what's the other name, but some of the Salvation Army, some of the areas that collect clothing, and if they need mending, sometimes they will mend them and they put them out there on the rack for people who are in need. And they put a little price tag on it, maybe 50 cents, $1, $1.50, $2. Point is, we relieved ourselves of clutter. Yes, that's what we wind up calling it, pure clutter. Especially, are you one who have a storage place? Do you visit it often? Do you use some of the things that's there? You know, I'm one. I have two storages, to be exact. Now, there are things that I don't need to use every day, but there are items such as a washer, table. And that's for, you know, give and take, a time when my family members may seek to get an apartment or home or what have you. And that's to keep them from having to go out unnecessarily, because these items are good, very good. We have a couch and we have chairs and we have, a lot of things that we don't have to use right now. But then there are those things that we probably will never use again. Yep. I'm speaking about papers, folders, maybe the lampshade that doesn't match the lamp anymore. And we can just go on and toss that lampshade. Probably can toss the lamp now. But something we figure we'll repair it, right? We'll repair it soon. Press one on your phone if you want to join me in this conversation about getting to know yourself better, accepting that you have a belief system, and you're doing a checkpoint on your belief system. How we know we have faith that Almighty God is present. I believe that. But our belief system includes all of our daily routines as well as the promise of that which we do not see yet. Meaning, there is that we're planning for, and it hasn't happened yet. But guess what? Our belief system has allowed us to put faith in that it will occur. Like, I plan to go on a trip on Sunday. It hasn't happened yet, but in my mind, it has already happened. I mean, it is in the present. It is. I already see the people. I already see the food. I already hear the music. Yes, we'll have our dear brother Wali Shaheed. I'm going to introduce to everyone. It'll be our meeting with the Focalari and others from the community in West Palm Beach, Florida. The Florida Conference of Muslim Americans. These are part of our activities that we stay connected with one another. And so, you know, whatever we have in our mind, plan to do, we already believe and have faith that it will take place, right? We can see it happening. Because why? It has happened before, perhaps. So it has become a routine, and we say it's an annual event or annual retreat, such as what's coming up with May 26th to the 28th with New Medina in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And it's now New Medina, Mississippi, near Hattiesburg. And that is an example of creating, seeing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided the provisions for land to be acquired, streets to be named. And then what makes up a street, what makes a street be a street, I mean, beyond the name, is carving out some space for it to be made on the street. New Medina has been at this for 37 years. And because they put forth their belief, they believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless them with a building for a masjid. And the first one they said, they told us the history, hurricane came through, knocked it down. They rebuilt. Hurricane came through, knocked it down. Their belief did not die because they believed that if they stay persistent and have faith that their works will not be in vain. But guess what? Doesn't mean that the building will never be torn down again by a hurricane, but it's in existence now. It's standing. Not only it, the masjid, but a center, community center, the street, homes are there in New Medina. Now, what's supporting New Medina, the living there in New Medina? Well, on the outskirts, there are businesses. And perhaps we'll get to know what businesses are supporting them. And then are we going to bring ourselves to the point, we now who hear my voice now and those who will hear it later, and as we continue to talk about zakat, on preparing to make it in the land of plenty, and we talk about culture, are we going to take now, coming out of Ramadan, take it to heart, and being that New Medina is here and present, can we see ourselves putting a building, a franchise business there, where people from all around can come on and drive through right there? It'll be a business that young or older can partake in working in the business. Yes, it's already in the ground, right? The sand represents the bricks. The bricks are made from the sand. But you see what I'm putting forth here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already provided and has provided a system for us to believe in. The systems in our very physical form, that our stomach will work, our heart will work, our lungs will work, our pancreas will work, our whatever, the digestive system, the circulatory system, the integumentary system, what's the brain? Well, all of those systems, urinary system, yeah, we have to have that. So all of it is working. So now we look on the outside and we see when we build a building, well, we have a system in the building for for services to be partake. Excuse me. Forgive me. But whatever the business is about, we form systems to execute the best mannerism for that business, the sales that go on in the business, the cleanliness of the business, the environmental process for that business, the landscaping for that business, the marquee, the image of that building, of the building and the color scheme. All of that plays into, is part of the business. And ultimately, after we do all of that, it is all for those whom we serve. We want them to feel good when they come into the business. And we want them to relieve themselves of some of their cash, their funds, their credit, whatever the case may be. We're doing all of that from the ground up for them to bring their dollars, get the merchandise or the service, and that then look forward to them returning. So this is getting to know ourselves better and implementing what is necessary, because having that belief system that says that we have faith. Now, let me go to you here. Press 1 on your phone if you want to share. You want to share some thoughts from your thinking and how this is all coming out from Ramadan. Now, Ramadan is not just a moment of reading the Quran and closing the Quran and, or we leave it open even. The point is, what was inside? What did we get? How did we receive it? And what are we doing different what are we doing different in Shawwal that we were doing in Sha'ban before Ramadan? And we're preparing for those who are going to make a physical trip to Mecca, and those of us who are going to make the trip. The jihad will be, the struggle will be continued from what we're doing already. But if we look at now the around the country and we select an area, maybe it's in near Detroit, Michigan, that we want to give of our resources, whether it's time, whether it's money, whether it's educational materials or expertise, or the combination thereof, whatever it is, we choose. We choose and we become committed. Make it a part of our belief system. We don't put forth doubt, as we read from Surah 6, Ayat 1, that we not be of those who are in doubt, who have no faith in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. And the second ayah, also showing the first is the not having faith, the rejecters of faith. The second is those in doubt. So we want to be the opposite, and we want to be of those who stand up, take a stand, and begin to put forth the action. Well, we contribute to someone else's getting there physically and partaking in the work. We have this whole United States, 50 states strong, and wherever communities are developing, they have purchased land. We look at those first, make it a criteria for what we want to in or participate in. Those who have land, they say, okay. Definitely, if it's farmland, we want to help cultivate it or continue to maintain it and what it produces. Help make sure that the system of getting the product from the ground to the market, that it happens. So many ways that we can be involved, and it's all... Again, it's all connected to getting to know ourselves better, respecting ourselves, and knowing that we have value, we, whoever is listening, whoever will listen later, that we have value and that we can contribute and make a difference, but we have to make a selection. We have to write it down, and that's where I'm going to go now to some of the suggestions, and let's see, if you press 1 on your phone, we're open to hearing from you, all right? It's again, this is all about getting to know yourself better and initiating the effort that our belief system, it definitely hangs on our initiation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already provided, so now we have to make the necessary steps to become an active participant. So look at the 50 states, and you know the 50 states. If you go with me here and draw a map, or if you get a map, that's what we're going to ask you to do each time you come to community developmental stages, that you come with your map. And wherever you are on the map, that you're in that state, that whatever your state has to offer, such as goods and services, and transportation. Before we go on to the other areas of governance, education, economics, and social culture, that those are categories, right? But when we look specifically and we start looking at goods and services, whether it's retail, is it industrial? What's the makeup of our state? Before we look at the city, our specific city, what's the makeup of our state? Is there a good circulation process, meaning that goods that come in, they're accessible, and throughout there's routes for them for the transportation system to operate, to function, meaning is there an interstate that it gets to every city in the state? We become, we've become micromanagers. What's another word? And not just monitoring, but we're really doing a research for the purpose of better execution, if need be. Or we will understand the system, and then we can apply ourselves better once we know the systems that are in operation. So we see trucks driving up and down the roads, don't we? Those tractor trailers. Where are they going? What are they supplying? I know you know when some are supplying oil, right? The oil. You see the truck is the rectangle truck. And those big tractor trailers, those 18-wheelers, what's on those trucks? Some are dairy products. Some are the animals and whatever the case may be. They're making those are things that are being delivered somewhere. So the transportation system is one thing, but the delivery of the item is a whole nother system, because that involves time. And then the various goods and services that are being delivered, then the various areas of as I categorize it, retail, industrial, what's the other? Well, there's several. But we can look at that in our own state. So when you bring your map, and you have a map of the United States, and you have a map of your state, and we can then begin to share. All right? To talk about our state, we started out at one point last year where we spoke about the state symbol, what's the flower of the state and why. But we're getting now down to the actual action-oriented connection so that we can see ourselves moving. Now, as we do that, we know that for those who are Muslim, who are allowing the Muslim to be at the top of their life, that Muslim then is going to look over a little further. And that's where we're going to the land. We look at land and its usage, land development and its usage. So where is the land development and its usage? Then we can begin to connect with it. We want to assist in the effort to say, Alhamdulillah, praise be to Almighty God. land development and its usage. Then we connect with those who are the already in operation. They can share with us how did they come into the land, what was the purpose of developing on that land, and how useful can that be to the community that we can begin to take part in visiting it. Well, again, here's New Medina. New Medina, right? And what are some of the plans, the future plans and things, and how can we get involved? We just want to jump up and down and stand up like like soldiers and say, we're here to help. We're here to do something. The other, not Ithaca, what's the other name? Someone press one on your phone and tell me the name of the one in near Detroit, Michigan. And then out in Philadelphia, I believe, there's I know apartment complexes have been purchased. There's land. I think when there was something very terrible that was being planned to happen, I read about it. I believe it was New Jersey or Pennsylvania, but it was aborted by someone calling the police department and letting them know. But the believers and the Muslim in that particular area, they had gotten wind of it, and they had contacted the police department, but the police department didn't act on their calling them, but they did act on it when they heard from a person who was called to participate in causing harm to the Muslim community. That person derailed everything, chose not to go along with the person of ill will, cause harm to the believers, the Muslim in that area. So I believe it was, I just want to say it's New Jersey or Pennsylvania. But the point is, how can we assist? And we know that security is something that we don't readily talk about, but security. How is security? Can we support security? Whether security is by cameras, lights, or by physical persons being to service an area, a building, apartment complexes, brings us right on down to Washington, D.C. So we're saying bring your map of the United States and bring the map of your state, and let's begin to share. Share what the Muslim, we're going to go right there, what the Muslim community is doing in your state. Like that gives homework for myself. I can speak about it, but I want to be able to write it down and say that I can now support the school in Miami, Masjid Al-Ansar. So Masjid Al-Ansar, I believe they may be acquiring land somewhere. I'm not sure, but in Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach, Fort Myers, Melbourne, Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater, Winter Haven, Lakeland, Orlando, Jacksonville, Tallahassee. Now, I know there's a Muslim in Brooksville, but are they now specifically, because, you know, charity starts at home and spreads abroad. So we're not overlooking, but we don't want to leave ourselves unkept while we're reaching, while others are taking care of home base and then spreading out. So we want to take care of home base. So home base is in association with the leadership of Imam Warsdeen Muhammad, Rahimullah Huleh. CWSC is in relation to all, but we will take heed of the initiator and the reason that CWSC was initiated, so that there will be a strength in making the connection. So the cities that I named are the cities that have been active with the Florida Conference of Muslim Americans. So now we always address that, you know, we all on our paper, we would always have the symbol, a copy of the state of Florida. And that state of Florida, and then in the areas of governance, education, economics, and sociocultural, then we wanted to make sure it was being imparted. But how? And that how, then we have to look at the specifics of, as I said, the retail and commercial and industrial. We look at those areas and others. Then we look at the service-oriented, you know, hotels and hospitals and recreation park, theme parks and all of that. So as we connect with one another, we become more useful to society because we become more informed. We identify what it is we want to participate or partake in, and we want to do it in a very strong manner, so that when we speak of our young people see that we have the groundwork done as making connections. Then the communication the communication work, this work hand in hand, but the collaboration. So if Florida is doing its part, Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, or New Orleans, and on around up the state, up, you know, we look at this South, you know, in Texas, of course, we look at this South and what it had to recover from in relation to its ill wills. And then we see the improvement, right? And upon seeing those, let me see. I apologize if you're raising your hand. Press 1 on your phone if you want to share. We're going to take a pause for the cause. And again, we were mentioning dear brother Wali Shaheed and Imam Wilmore and Minka Siddiqui and the music and Wali Ali and of course Sawad El Amin and William Kareem and Wood, some others. Oh, and Imam instructor Benjamin Bilal. Those are ones who have provided music to us, but words of wisdom, words of encouragement in their music. So alhamdulillah, so when we talk about the culture, then we can begin to see where our culture is, including music. But alhamdulillah, let's have the culture of education, being informed in the manner in which we're talking now, looking at the states, what the states are providing, how the systems are, what the systems are, and how those systems are functioning, are operating. Again, I give the example of transportation and the delivery system, getting goods and services to the people. Hospitality is the etiquette of humanity. Are we imparting that? And so we began to identify, and others will begin to identify the Muslim, the elevation of the humanity, the true human being elevated. And then others will connect on to that, and the true human will be standing, regardless of our race and the pigmentation of our skin, you name it. It will be the true human and the spirit of such, the spirit and the physical, the material and the physical, the material and physical, material and the spiritual being seen together. Praise be to Allah. I'm sure you've heard that language before. So we'll take our pause right here, and if you have any comments you'd like to share, by all means, welcome to Community Developmental Stages. And if you have any activities that's going on, I'm going to go to the Muslim Journal, too, and share some activities that's there lined up in the journal, Muslim Journal. We had Professor Aisha Mustafa this morning. Listen, all praise be to Allah. This is a new day, and we are all taking part in it. praise be to Allah. All right. So we'll be listening to the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am Martha Naila Abdullah. I am your host for this evening. And I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for being here. Here we go. That, here we go. Go to my computer again here. Hold on.
God's peace be upon you. This is Muhammad Sharif. As we know, everything begins with the seed.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Mikhail Ukda, Assistant Imam of Masjid Al-Halim, New Medina, Mississippi, asking you to join me in supporting Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world.
God's peace be upon you. This is Muhammad Sharif. As we know, everything begins with the seed. Rain International is world leader in seed nutrition and the first to market seed-based products. Our flagship product is called Soul, S-O-U-L. The main ingredient is the black cumin seed. Here are a few reasons to drink Soul. Supports the healthy immune system. Give the body the boost to stay healthy and strong. Improve indigestion. Decrease infection. Remove inflammation and other benefits. This is an opportunity to improve your health and increase your wealth. Please call or text me at 914-434-375. Please join me in supporting CWSC, the Community-Wide Shura Conference and AM 360, in remaking the world into a better place. We support the 50-year human family planning and look forward to doing business with you. Our website is raininternational.com. We are available at any time. Please call this number, 914-434-3275. Thank you.
All right, and there it is with the support as we take that business, right? That's business. And you heard New Medina, year-round. They are there in New Medina, establishment of New Medina, what New Medina looks like, the land, the expectation, the properties that are built, the buildings that are built there, and what's the essence of the information, the education that surrounds that particular area. And they named it New Medina right there in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And we know that in Jackson, Mississippi, I believe that's where the museum is, in Jackson, Mississippi. And we just got a report 2 days ago where NAACP is looking into the increase from 50 individuals being murdered to 150. And I believe that was in a year's time, that increased population. And that's what another thing that would depart the area that we want to look at when we look at our maps of where we live. What's the population? What's the age group? And who are more efficient who are the beneficiaries of those who are able to still work? Because, you know, workers are necessary. Yes, there are those who have to be laborers, do the work. But nonetheless, back to Mississippi. 80% population African descent. The governing part of it, all of the European descent. Now, there are those that are of the police department and other areas, but those that make the decision, you can see the look of that in and of itself. And because of the image of that in connection with where we come from, and certain ones are saying, well, there's a lot of improvement there. Yes, what does that appear to be as in regards to the governing body, making the decision from the top? So praise be to Almighty God. And as we move through the country, I don't know where you're located, everyone who's here, I see phone numbers, I see area codes. Okay, we have 914434. Thank you, Muhammad Sharif. Welcome. Assalamu alaikum. Oh, let me see. I'm sorry. I opened Kareem's mic. It just shifted on me. Sorry about that, Kareem. I'm sorry if you weren't able to speak right now. Let me put you back into the listening. Okay, Muhammad Sharif.
Yes. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam, my brother.
Yes, sister, you hit on a lot of different areas. You spoke about goods and services, especially goods, and those 18 wheelers.
I mean.
Yesterday I was going to Unity Beef over in Newark, New Jersey. His brother, Akbar Salam, he's the owner. I think he's been doing halal meats and everything like that. Well, I guess I'll say 50 years now.
Wow.
That's right. So we get an opportunity to go online with the Unity Beef Halal in Newark, New Jersey. And that'll take you to the site. So the different products, they got different meats and the sausages and patties.
Ooh.
And yeah, like I say, you've been doing this for 50 years. So anyway, on my way there, I'll go out and come across Joy Watson Bridge.
And you're making me
hungry.
I mean,
that traffic was backed up by me.
I said, you're making me hungry.
Oh, yeah. But you'll get really hungry for business halal when you go in and see all the cows there. He's been doing this for over 50 years, you know. So anyway, I was going there yesterday. You're talking about 18-wheelers. Look at, like, there are more trucks and 18-wheelers than were cars. I mean, at some point, mm-hmm. going across George Washington Bridge, but first of all, trying to get to the George Washington Bridge. I mean, traffic so backed up, looked like he was going maybe 5 miles an hour for maybe a mile or so. I mean, it was, you know, you see, and some of those trucks, I mean, they're beautiful. They got some Peterbilts out there. And what's
mm-hmm.
the other one? Freightliner. Yeah, that's right. Freightliner. That's one of them, too. That's right. I mean, they're beautiful. So anyway, when I finally got there and coming back the same way, going east and going west, I mean, 18 was, you just see them, saw them all over the place, the living services, you know? And also, look at the map. So when you spoke about the maps, I pulled out some maps I haven't seen, looked at it for years. Mountain maps of here at Mount Vernon, that where I live, close to that area. Also,
uh-huh.
United States map. Most of us now, we just go to GPS and put in our location where we're going. We don't look at maps anymore. That Google tell me how to get here and get there. Then you got the one that talk to you. You know, all you do is put them in. They'll always tell you turns to make. You miss your turn, they'll tell you how to retract yourself and go another direction. I mean, I took the map out and looked at it. I have some world maps also. But I guess they'll just be there. They're part of history, you know. We go to Google.
I guess. But we're going to be looking at them because they are, there's a preciousness about them. We can see what, remember the 50-year back and the 50-year forward. And as we look at that and we can see where improvement has been made with bridges. If you know how to read the map, then you know that they give the description of certain areas, whether the roads are two-way, two lanes, whether it's an interstate, whether it's a regular highway. or if there's a bridge, then you get to see those. And I learned this, everybody, because I took heed to what my husband, my prior husband, Jimmy Williams, may Allah be pleased with him, granted him a stay high station in paradise. He did from 86 to 2016. How many years is that? 30 years? He did those 30 years of working, running on the highway, and acquired doing a million miles. He put in at least a million miles. He did more than a million, but he put in that million. And in his travels, you know, I learned a lot of seeing that how truck stops are operating, and how the passenger wheel cars come in and take part in what the truck stops have to offer, and at the same time, how benefiting that is to a community, to a neighborhood, or to a city. But then I addressed one question here in our local city, was how advantageous was the parking for truckers. It being that if there's no big truck stop, then the hotel, would they allow the truckers to park in their lots? Even if they don't, you know, go inside, they can sleep in their sleepers. So a lot to be discussed as we look at what has been happening around us. While we went to sleep, woke up, we just saw toilet paper in the store. We just saw hand lotion and other goods and things there. And people who provided the services, those who wore uniforms, depicting a certain company. You know, we will break it all down so that we can become a part, and we probably are already, but there's many of us, I'm sure, that's not taking part in it, and those who are taking part in the farmland as laborers. You know, I felt good being a laborer in the farm, going and picking the beans and such. So praise be to Almighty God. Thank you. Go continue on, Muhammad, if you had more to share.
Oh, you say a picking beans. Oh, alhamdulillah. Let's receive a few words on picking beans.
Yeah, picking the beans, you know, the beans grow close to the ground, so the bushes, and you have this middle section where there's a row of bean plants on your right and on your left, and you get in the middle. You put your basket in front of you, and that they've grown them for yay long. So you just start at the beginning. Everybody in the morning, as soon as you get there, everybody lines up. They get their baskets, and you start picking. And you're picking from underneath, so because the leaves have the beans covered. And these green beans that we see chopped up in the cans, everyone, you're literally picking them. Now the machine. The bean picker, Pompano Beach, I was secretary at the farm supply place, and we were the first ones to acquire picker here in the South, I know for sure. It was from, they brought the bean pickers down from Wisconsin. And what we discovered was it tore up more of the plant, where before with the human touch, you could get a second and a third picking. But with that machine, you only got one picking. And then inside the basket, you had all these leaves and you had all these stems, but the human was picking just the bean. I mean, you may get some leaves, but not like the machine did. And then you did have preservation of the plant itself. So that was bean picking. Mm-hmm. And you take it to the market, and we had a seller there on the market that worked with us. And we had a contract. We collaborated with the farmers wherein they would come and get their supplies from our supply store, and then I'd keep the record of what they owed. And when they sold their product at the market, then the person, Mr. Roosevelt, at the market, he would bring the records to me. I would see what their income was, and we'd make an agreement to deduct certain amounts to pay off their bill.
Hmm. Well, yeah, I guess technology has its place too.
Right.
Yes, technology does have its place, and you're right, because it does move things a little faster, but you definitely want to see what works best. In a machine, now surely you can plant more crops, perhaps, but what would be the loss average if you use the machine to do the picking rather than a human being, and you're getting your product to the market, and then too you have to factor in the weather, whether if you use the human being plot did the laboring, then would the human being get the picking done before the weather would cause any harm to the plant, or would the machine cause harm and then you could have had more picking before that? So you weigh it all out, and then you're getting your supply to the market and the returns on that. And at the same time, the land itself, sometimes they will plant. Now, beans, you could repeat planting. Watermelons, you couldn't. You had to wait. You had to change location for the watermelon because it took a lot of the nutrients to have that watermelon get to grow. And so I'm sure this is why I'm speaking now about those who began to do the seedless things, you know, those seedless vegetables and fruits and try to produce more and taking on the nutritionalist items, and I'm just seeing where we've come, you know, to producing more, but it's causing harm to us now.
Oh, yes.
Because we're getting away from using the natural nutrients from the earth for what's provided there, and we're thinking the dollar, the more we can make because we can produce more, but then we're thinking, you know, the seedless things. And some, like one young man told me himself, he says he's from Puerto Rico, and he saw a cabbage. You know, I stopped purchasing cabbages. He says, you have that, he said, you think that's a cabbage? He said, it's not a cabbage. He said, that's plastic. He said, I've seen it. They have the machines where, talking about machines, they have machines where they whirl it around and it is liquefied. And then it gets bundled and packaged, and you think you're eating a cabbage. And I said, really? Okay. So, you know, certain vegetables, if I purchase them and they don't go, you know, like a true natural cucumber or something, if you don't eat it right away, you know, it's going to start spoiling. But
yes.
I've had some things where they didn't spoil at all, and I'm going, okay, that then is not a real product of the earth as it should be. So we have a lot to, you know, to deal with, so that we can speak on it and we can test it. We can become testers ourselves. This is a whole educational arena that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has us placed in.
Yeah, it gives us progress, part of progress. You gain some and you lose some. You know, it kind of speaks about loss and gain.
Loss and go ahead on Tahrabun, Surah Tahrabun, or Tahrim. I think they both speak about the same thing, about the gains, losses and gains, or gains and losses. And Tahrim is those, I think, is those who deal in, what do you call it, in fraud.
Fraud, yes, Yeah.
So praise be to Allah.
That brief
You're welcome.
Thank you for the brief teaching on the Quran also. Praise be to Allah.
Praise be to Allah. Oh, before we get off now, how's my dear sister Sharifa?
Oh, she's doing good. Yes, she's doing good. Yes,
Alhamdulillah. And we say, we are family.
My brother and me. who made that song? Who are we?
Sister Sledge, didn't they? Wasn't it
That's
Sister
right,
Sledge?
I think so. I think, yeah, I believe you're right. I believe you're right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, Sister Sledge. Mm-hmm. We I know my sisters, and then the other one, you know, Family Affair by, what's his name? It's a family affair. It's a family affair. What's his name?
Yeah,
okay, all you all listening, what's his name? Press one if you know the name. I could look it up, but
come on, somebody out there, you know.
Somebody knows it. Man, he was supposed to come to Fort Lauderdale one time, Hollywood, Florida, rather. And he didn't show up. Mm. And we were so looking forward to him singing It's a Family Affair. But who did show up was the one who had the first tinkling with the wah-wah that would make the guitars talk. Boy, I'm having lots of words, names here.
I know it's that senior moment happens to all of us, you know.
Yeah, let me see here.
Right on tip of the tongue, but it won't come to the brain. You know, it's right on tip of the tongue.
the one that the wow wow. What was? Come on, you're thinking ones. I know you know.
Come y'all, hit that one.
Yes, hit that one so you can help us out here. And then we'll say we intentionally pretended we didn't know. We just wanted to have somebody else come on, right?
Right.
okay, it's a senior moment. Yes, it is. Okay, let's see if we got anybody who's taking a stab at it to say they know. Who's saying It's a Family Affair, and we know the Sister Sledge saying We Are Family. Hold on. Let's see. Is it showing up?
We can't get any help.
That one's pressing one. Don't you all remember? Hold on. Let me see here. 52-handed. Okay, here we got it. All right, 401. Oh, we got 478 and 401. Let's see, I'm going to bring both of you in.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edwin. The other one is Sly and the Family Stone.
Right.
Yes. Right. Sly and the Family Stone.
And who's that 478?
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Who's at 478?
Assalamu alaikum, Haji Lala. I had the same answer.
Oh, you did? Thank you, honey. I tell you, it makes a difference. We're here. You're helping our brains out. Muhammad Sharif, he said, okay, it's a senior moment. So if you all are not there yet with these senior moments, get ready. so we look at it. It'd be like to say, there's no shame in my game. Okay,
that's right.
We can't pretend.
Right.
All right, it's been a pleasure, everyone. Thank you, Lala. It's a pleasure hearing you here and on a new day for Al-Islam. We are making that connections where we're connecting with our various mediums so we can be one big, happy family. Praise be to Allah.
Praise be to Allah. Amen.
All right. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
assalam.
All right. Thank you, Muhammad, and everyone
else. You're welcome.
All right. So next week, everyone, prepare to bring your bring up your, you can pull it up on your fast computer, but your, the map of the United States and the map of your state. And let's begin to see, we'll go through the categories of what does the state produce, what's the gross product or products that's produced, how is it what's the main transportation systems in your state? Is it by boat? Is it by train? Is it by the truckers? And, you know, I can't imagine a robot driving those trucks. I really can't. Like, they're coming with the cars. But it wouldn't put it past, but we have to see how the human being is going to live within the system being connected. We want to stay connected, stay communicating, and collaborate. So we are family. Yes, we are, and it's a family affair. And we're going to share with you now more. I pray you can hear it well. Wali Shahid, as he's sharing with us that humanity is everybody's business. Everybody's business. Humanity. Everybody's business. Let's see here. I know sometimes the listening from through the phone is probably a little. No, that's two. Number three. Okay. At the same time, we will go out with, we've got to be thankful. All right? For Sharifa, Sharif, Muhammad Sharif, yes. Let me be at a point to where you can hear this comfortably, I believe. But the primary focus is humanity is everybody's business. Wali Shahid of Brooklyn, New York.
Your favor for me, but you're
Everyone, when you get a chance to hear that better, God willing, we will upload it onto our studio board. But that was our dear brother, Waleed Shaheed, who we're looking forward to interviewing him as well. We're delving into the culture, the music-wise, and what it brings, information, knowledge, and how we are connected. Praise be to Allah. He's out of Brooklyn, New York. Let's go now to what we have. And we've got to be thankful.
Paradise is the sun.
Praise be to Allah, everyone. Praise be to Allah. All right, I pray that you could appreciate that as much as I do. Dear brother, Wali Shaheen of Brooklyn, New York. Inshallah, as we stated, we'll be having him as a guest on CWSC Friday Roundtable. He didn't just come into being yesterday. He's been amongst us, around us, and this is why we're getting to know one another. Praise be to Allah for CWSC and its networking and example. Inshallah, we want to connect with those who have been networking through the years. You can say we're the new kid. I won't say kids, a new one in the territory. New one in the territory. So we're making our connection. Praise be to Allah. I'm glad to be bursting forth from Florida and here in the South and Georgia and Mississippi and Alabama and New Orleans, Louisiana and on over to Texas and Arizona and California and New Mexico and on up to Oregon and Nevada. Travel with me, everyone. Let's make ourselves known
in this land, because we want to appreciate what it has, what it means to all of us. So praise be to Allah. All right, so let's go to, you've got to be thankful. And don't forget, tomorrow morning with Imam Kareem Hamid, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to 10 a.m. And following that, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., we're preparing to make it in the land of plenty. First, evolution of revolutionary thought and created purpose, and then preparing to make it in the land of plenty. On to 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. with the Preeta Hadith with Al-Islam in Focus. You just heard the attributes, and she brings attributes on as well. So praise be to Allah. All right. One thing I want to mention, if you did not hear this morning with Joan Najila and Professor Aisha Mustafa, but Joan Najila came on and shared with us on May 7th will be, let's see, I said I get the journal and show it. Oh, I left it in the car. But on the Delphonics, I believe. Is the Delphonics, everyone? But either way, there will be a tribute to them. And if you remember the Delphonics in the days with the stylistics, the Delphonics, there was another group, too, that came around the same time. But tribute will be given to them. That's May 7th. And the doors will be open at 3 p.m. and everything starts at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to participate, there's a price. I remember seeing it, but Joan said this morning that if you want to do the streaming, live streaming or stream live, that there's a $25 cost for that, and I believe it's $50 otherwise if you're there in person. All right? So if you plan to participate, you can, I'm sure you can go to Muslim Journal online and look up the information, unless you have the physical journal itself. But we will be keeping post with that because we are in collaboration, CWSC and AM360, in collaboration with Muslim Journal. We're in collaboration, again, with Medina, New Medina, with the business that you heard, sponsorship by our dear brother Muhammad Sharif. With Soul, you go on Rain Soul. You go on online and pull that up, and there are benefits in partaking of the product and benefits, as he would say, your health and your wealth. And then we're in partnership with Study Al-Islam. We're in partnership with Camp Khalil. We're in partnership with the various mosques throughout the United States. And some you know and some you may not know, but one in particular, Masjid An-Nur, I believe up in New Jersey. And definitely all of the with Washington, D.C., Imam Talib Sharif. And with Graceline. If you haven't heard much about Graceline, stay connected with Graceline, with the community, gracelinecommunity.org. Go to gracelinecommunity.org. And then with CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations. All right? That's CAIR. There's many more that we're in collaboration with, and as we are thankful for those who donated during the month of Ramadan and to aid us in acquiring, yes, we did reach that $5,000 goal, with much of it being pledges, but we reached that $5,000 goal. Nonetheless, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those who came, pulled up the rear for the $5,000, though our goal was $10,000. I said goal of $5,000. Our goal was $10,000, but we did reach the half mark of $5,000. Now, if you missed the month of Ramadan for giving, you still can give. By all means, go to cwsc.us and click on that blue donate button. And if you want to participate as a recurring giver, do so. And pay close attention. If you're only meaning for one-time donation, know that it is on the recurring donation point, and it will automatically make your donation be recurring. So please make sure that you click on donate once if this is a one-time donation. But we ask for those who can to donate at least the $9.99 a month. As our contributions are coming in, contributions are going out. As a matter of fact, today we just received another note request from the Metropolitan Ministries here in the Tampa Bay area. They're so thankful to be receiving funds from your donations where they feed many. And I'm sure you're contributing perhaps individually to organizations that are feeding across the country, around the country, and it is so needed. Yes, it is. Food, clothing, and shelter. We know that ICNA, Islamic Circle of North America, another partner of ours, of CWSC, as well as Interfaith Tampa Bay, we're wanting to align ourselves with other interfaith groups. So when we travel through the country as the directors of CWSC and the directors of the intelligentsia, as we travel, we ask that you make a donation as well, specifically for our movement throughout the country. And I say that because throughout the country, our next location will be San Antonio, Texas in September. But before we get to San Antonio, Texas, we will be having the Founders Day in August, on August 26th, right here on AM 360. And we will be honoring everyone who has come through CWSC AM 360, and as well as those who have partnered with us from 2020, starting in 2020, making deliberate partnership. We have sponsors from times before. We'll be recognizing them as well. And we pray to have some recipients for the scholarships that will have taken place before June, but we will recognize them in August on the Founders Day, acknowledging Imam Thomas Abdul Salam and his work, and that is very evident right now. And we pray that by that time throughout the country that the other mediums will be likewise doing their recognition of their establishment. So we want to be able to highlight them in their Founders Day and our Founders Day. So we want to make this definitely a family affair, everyone. When CWSC says that we are networking, we want to make that a true reality. All right? So praise be to Allah. And it's with your help, by you coming on, being listeners to AM 360, and by you sharing about what AM 360 is doing here as one of the intelligentsia components of CWSC, the Community-Wide Shura Conference. And believe it or not, this is all part of the strategies of the 50-Year Family Strategic Planning Initiative. It's part of making the connections, getting to know one another. That's the first step. We have to get to know one another. And we're going to do that by getting to know, traveling through the country, and we all taking part in where we are. Charity starts at home, then spreads abroad. We'll make that a true fact with us come looking at our own state as to where we are. Prayerfully in September, before we have our connection in San Antonio, we will have, through the Labor Day weekend, connected with the other entities that will be providing the convention, the Muslim convention, that has been in the leadership with Imam Warsdeen Muhammad. And we, know that others, ICNA and ISNA, we pray to have made connections with them as well. And we know that Mosque Cares and the convention there in, I wanted someone to share with me that name, please forgive me, of Detroit. But in Detroit, the convention there as well. So we want to recognize that the efforts of where we live, important. Praise be to Allah. All right? All right. So please, again, visit cwsc.us, and we will be bringing our website. We will be bringing it up to par, inshallah. But when you visit, the information there, much of it is still current. And as you venture to the MCNRD, or you click on Join CWSC if you just want to be a connecting one through sponsorship, we welcome you. All right? Thank you so very much. And let's see, do we have our thankful here. It's good. You're good. Thankful, thankful. I apologize. It's not right up for me here. All right, it doesn't seem as though I won't hold you on because I'm not getting it up as quickly as I thought. I didn't have it prepared. But Imam Kareem Hamid, if you have it there, if you're okay to bring it up. Only if you're able to. Let's see here. This is when technology, when it goes a little slow for you. You know, if you put in too many letters too quickly, you're not going to get the results you're looking for. Okay. Too fast. I know you know, Hatem. Excuse me. Maybe we'll get it now. Excuse me. Okay, I'll play a promo while I work on this, okay?
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dafrita Hadi, director of the CWSC Model Community National Resource Directory and host of Al-Islam in Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360 Islamic radio station, asking you to join me Saturday evening, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time to share stimulating Islamic information and insight as we unite our spiritual and intellectual perceptions and cultivate our human existence together. Inshallah, I will hear you at the lab. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you kindly.
So it's going to sell me, Ami. All right, everyone, I'll just say, just remember to be thankful, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's presence is, we can't even begin to imagine. But just know that we are here because Allah.
The peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum. My name is Omar Shakir, and I'm resident imam of Masjid Bilal Ibn Rabah in San Antonio, Texas. And I would like to invite you every first Sunday from 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time to join us for our class where we're dealing with the subject matter of the basics in Al-Islam. We are excited about this program, even if we're new Muslims or Muslims have been in the faith for many, many years. It is a wonderful opportunity to learn and understand this beautiful way of life. We also connected with various insights from the tafsir of Imam Waliduddin Muhammad radiallahu anhu, and we all explain its practical application. We look forward to being with you on every first Sunday of the month, where we would deal with the basics of Islam. The peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum.
I love it when a plan comes together. Alhamdulillah.
Early in the morning, sailing friend, Devon's fresh fruit coffee. As I stumble down the stairs, tiptoe by the bedroom where my children used to sleep. 25 years later, I will pray, my Lord, their souls in keep. Grab my keys, grab my hat, and I head on out the door. Crank up my old pickup truck, and off to work I go. But I gotta be alright,
gotta be alright,
the best that I can. Try and make a difference, cause that's just who I am. I've gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and let a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful,
gotta be thankful,
gotta be grateful for my life, and all the things he's given me that make my life, my life. For the warm rays of sunshine, stars that light the night, friends that last forever, and my children and my wife. Now there's a little boy, he lives down the street, who wants to grow to be a man. But life is rough and the streets are tough, and he tries to understand. He said, "Miss, can you help me? Can you lend a helping hand? Tell me why the life's so rough. Can you help me understand?" Well, I think about the days gone by and I think my daddy said, and the wisdom that he shared with me still lingers in my head. He said, "You gotta be alright,
gotta be alright,
you gotta do the best that you can. Try and make a difference in any way you can. You've got to be strong,
gotta be strong,
and lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful,
gotta be thankful,
you gotta be grateful for your life and all the things he's given you that makes your life your life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and your children and your wife. Go back to colors, and I sing the day's last prayer, asking for his blessing for people everywhere, and our sons and daughters who fight in foreign lands, trying to make a difference for their family. But they gotta be alright, they gotta do the best that they can. Try and make a difference any way they can. They've got to be strong,
gotta be strong,
and lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But they gotta be thankful, they gotta be grateful for their lives and all the things he's given them that make their life their life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and their children and their wives. Yeah, they gotta be thankful.
Say
they gotta be thankful,
gotta be
for the warm rays of sunshine. Dog up like the night, friends that last forever, and their children and their wives. Say they gotta be thankful.
And you know the rest, all the things he's given us that makes our life. Tomorrow morning, everyone, God willing, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We didn't break for prayer tonight, but I will make up my prayers, and inshallah, we'll do that next week. We definitely want to stay connected with our prayer time, right? All right, love you much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Let me make sure no one's pressing one with a... Okay. Assalamu alaikum.